Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arcidios ESL podcast, man. So grateful to be back here on this Thursday after a hell of an amazing weekend. Getting back into the, let's just say, the grind of everything. And man, I'm just so grateful in general for this to be another day whereas I can help you. So here we go. I'm going to give you a lot of idioms, and then we're going to talk about crisis management. Okay, and we're going to talk about the different crises that companies face these days and stuff like that. Then we're going to talk about both McDonald's and Mercedes. Now, I think one of the biggest crises, before I get into the idioms, is what's happening with Google. They laid down 10,000 people by email in January, a very corporate America way of doing things, right? There are so many other companies that follow suit, and a lot of people always hailed Google as being this amazing, you know, this amazing company. As a matter of fact, one of my ex-students, I believe this had to be in January, he told me this story. His family, his partner wasn't sure if she was going to be laid off or not. And obviously working at Google too. So that goes to show you the severity of the situation. We're talking about people who had 20 years of experience too. You want to cut off. The thing is, when they start laying off people, they're going to lay off the people who cost the most, rather than the people that cost the least. And I know it's a little bit backwards in terms of, you know, how that is done. But again, you know, they hurry up and cut you off and say, here's your severance pay. That's 2 months. Good luck. So that is the really big issue of working with companies that just don't give a fuck about you. And I know I always give a lot of examples in regards to America, because that's the company that, you know, not America's the company. America is the country that is known for this, that cold-heartedness, whether it's corporate America or anything else. But a lot of people would say, oh, no, but my job, well, fantastic. You're one of the very few people in the U.S. of A. that have a job that wouldn't do something like that. And so, nonetheless, it's a crazy time that we are always living in the vitriol of the world. And we're just, we're consumed by so much of this drudgery and these scientists saying this and that and all these different problems that present themselves both in our personal lives and around the world. And it's all about management. So before we get into that, let's go back to this. Time is short, meaning we do not have much time. Let's put our heads together. This means to come to a conclusion, meaning to get everyone's opinion to make a final decision. Now, pros and cons, you guys already know that. That's about the advantages, disadvantages. That's a very TOPA way of approaching things. Okay. Stick to your guns. These are some things that I had talked about in my previous seasons. And that's basically saying standing firm on your opinion and do not like loophole into groupthink. Okay. And you know what? And to be honest with you, it wasn't that I was rebelling. It was the fact that I wasn't going to be minimized based on what people perceive me on the outside rather than what I truly was. And so, you know, a lot of people are just like, oh, you know, I think I remember when the takeover was happening between, and this is the thing, the problem with mergers, or when you go from one really good head teacher to someone who's just a parasitic monster. And it's funny because the other teacher before was like, okay, you have all the results. I see everything. You're fantastic at what you do. However, there was another guy that took over and will just try putting me in a lane, putting a label on me. Okay, you're good at conversation. Just do that. I said, I didn't know what he meant by that. But I was like, what the hell is he talking about? And then I realized all the IELTS classes were stripped away. All the high level classes were stripped away. They're like, no, you're better off doing beginner. Excuse me? I stuck with my guns and I said, fuck you. I ain't taking any of that bullshit. And so, yeah, there were so many things that I ended up denying throughout that time. And, you know, going through that personal crisis in a company that was just belittling me, minimizing who I was, my impact to the company and stuff like that. And so that's why I ended up taking a step away from the situation and looking at it and saying, Arcidios, are you happy? And if I were to look at my entire physical environment at that time in terms of my will of life, I would say that I was at a zero. And when you hit that bedrock, that's it. It's like, okay, time to leave. And I remember putting in that notice of not renewing my work permit. As a matter of fact, I wanted to just leave, or I was just gonna give him like a 1 week notice and stuff like that. But it was like, oh, there's a lot of chatter, of people saying that you're not gonna be renewing your work permit. And I was like, hell no, I'm not gonna be renewing it. You guys are undeserving of me. Are you kidding me? I'm looking towards something much bigger than myself. Crazy. 5 years later, I have my own online business. You see how that is? So micromanagement is something that I never, ever done. So I stuck with my guns and I said, I know exactly who I am. I'm not going to allow you to minimize me based on your perception of what people like me, who look like me, are. And this goes back, people. I know I got a lot of new listeners. Big shout out to all my listeners. It is incredible. But for some of you that don't know, back in 2016, there was a lady that went from paying me that was supposed to pay me, she only wanted to pay me half of what she advertised because I was Black, a Korean lady. And then what's even more crazier is that the Thai lady who looked at me and looked at my, she's like, hey, this guy's legit. And the Korean lady at the time said, no, he's Black. She's like, you're not going to hire someone based on color. Are you kidding me? And it's crazy because those two ended up leaving that company and they started their own company. That's who I had worked for. Now, again, they were slime bags themselves, but at the same time, I'm really happy that that lady had stuck up for me at that specific time. So she stuck with her guns and said, excuse me, no. And so it's those little things that are always going to make a difference in humanity. Those little things will always make a difference. Because to be honest with you, she didn't have to say that. She could be just like the rest of the Thais who just don't bat an eye and just say, okay, well, racial discrimination, it is what it is. Who cares? When they see someone being mistreated and stuff like that, they never step in. It's just like what happens in America, right? They just let things be. Nobody butts in and helps one another. So that's kind of how the entire, I guess you could say, China is, especially too. Oh my God, you don't want to get into that. But in saying that, when you know what's right, and you're doing things for the benefit of humanity. I've done this many of times out here in Thailand, where I saw horrific husbands and horrific fathers trying to kill, their what is it, their children, literally. This is like a grandfather, like at 70, you're getting really mad because his wife, who had been married to this guy for 20 years, was still married to him. The stupidest fucking things you could ever imagine. And so, to be honest with you, so much. I've learned so much, and I know for the benefit of humanity, if I see someone being mistreated in any shape or form, I'm going to jump all over people. Whether I do I know how to say, hey, you shouldn't do that. No, I'm not going to say should. I'm just going to embarrass the fuck out of you, and then I'm going to leave you in your car saying that Black motherfucker, Black motherfucker, Black motherfucker. You understand? I will have my image, okay, seared into your brain, and every day, okay, you're going to wake up and I'm going to be in control of you because of what I said in a situation where you were dehumanizing another human being. Boom. Let's keep it going. Oh my God, I'm going too much. I don't want to rush into these. That means you don't want to make decisions quickly. Careful consideration. These are the bullshit emails that you get from job employers. And normally in the first line, they just say thank you. So if you apply for a job and they say thank you for applying, after careful consideration, you already know it. Okay, these are like the bullshit applications that you do to go to different universities, especially in America. And they say, thank you for applying after careful consideration. Now, if it says congratulations in the first line, that means you got in, right? And so, with that being said, let's look at full backing. That means full support. In two minds, that means, just like I said before, right, you're down the middle. This is kind of like a sum up of what I had talked about in my previous Business English podcast. Should keep our options open. That means if you have one in front of you, we should keep others open because something else better may happen or may come. And the gut instinct, that is by far one of the most important ones. Gut instinct is everything. And this is what I've been built on for such a long time. Some of you may not know, but I remember I tried getting my job back after I had quit. Not legally or anything, but I was like, hey, listen, I'm going to be going to another place. Sorry. And this lady who I thought was going to give me a job didn't give me a job. And she ended up disappearing because I didn't sign a contract right then and there. And she just didn't say anything anymore. And I was like, oh my God, this is total shit. And so what ended up happening was I tried to get my job back because I'm like, dude, I'm almost without a job. This is the beginning of September, first, second week of September. And I'm without a job and I'm just banking on one meeting a random guy at a big transportation center at the end of September and him taking me to the outskirts of the boondocks where these the most racist individuals are. Now, I didn't know that. This is back in 2014, remember? And blacks were, of course, looked down very, very viciously in this country back then. And so I went back to this lady, and because my gut instinct was like, Arsenio, you better try to stay one more year because you have no options. So I tried going back to her, and she was unbelievably dismissive. Never felt her, never saw her like that ever in my life. And she's like, no, we're going to have a meeting with all the head teachers. I said, we're going to have a meeting with the Manupa. The Manupa are basically grumpy old bitches that have an old style of thinking. And the dean of the college and tell us why you want to stay. I said, excuse me? So you want me to look like a slut? I said, you know what? No, that's it. I'm done. And I never spoke to her again. I walked right back to the library and I was just hoping for a prayer in the month of September of 2014. So incredibly difficult to get a job at that time. Now, me, of course, at the time, I only had like 1.5 years of experience. Now, having 10 years of experience, it's not even comprehensible to believe that I wouldn't get a job based on who I am. But see, I don't apply for jobs anymore. And I stopped applying for jobs a very long time ago because obviously, me having my own online business, I'm the one who sets my prices. I know my worth. And I do diligence and do coaching based on how much I know I'm worth, not how much I know a system is worth, then paying me literally 10% of the 90% the student pays. No fucking thank you. So that gut instinct, I got an email back from that guy. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll meet you at 8 a.m. And thank God he was there. And he took me to a place, and that place was terrible. Oh, believe me, this was horrendous beyond belief. It was so that, and it was the smallest town in the world by the name of Anton. And I remember walking into that school that I was going to teach at. I had another Manupa. I'm like, why did I leave the South to come here to another horrible situation? You had complaining foreigners there already. The energy was nasty. The Thai teachers' faces, the students were kind of at, oh man, I said, nah, I can't do this. And so I went to the worst English camp in my lifetime. And that gut instinct told me, man, Arsenio, you're gonna have to find another job. Luckily, I met some pretty shady and nasty people at that time, but I ended up meeting a couple of people. And he's like, hey, you need a job, da, 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 da. And I went to a Thai agency. Now, these Thai agencies, woo-wee. Now, this is crisis management. These Thai agencies, they make 33% of your salary and you only get 66%. But to be honest with you, it was the only way out. It was the only way I could get a job because applying through other networks, it was just impossible in 2014 because they were looking for blonde hair, blue dye, fair skin teachers, as they still do today, but it's not as prevalent, I guess. I don't know. The last time I applied for a job, I think it was 2019 because I was trying to get some side work because they were still snubbing me at my bullshit ass job and I wasn't doing the whole online thing just yet. And I remember, this lady, she was just like, oh my, can you come here and do a teaching demo? And then she never talked to me for another 24 hours and I blocked her. I remember another Filipino girl was like, oh, are you an MC? I'm like, yeah, I have a pot. Da, 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 da. Never spoke to me again. I was like, see, they still had that mindset that color people are just not good educators and influencers and coaches and whatever you want to call it. So going back to that situation where I was, for the Thai agency, I barely sniffed out a job in Bangkok, and it was the last job available with another guy I had known, and I was like, okay, let me take it. These students, boy, it was like working at an opportunity school in America. We're talking the bane of existence, and I stayed there just for 3 months, and I remember every day I would always lose my voice screaming, ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it would be so difficult for me. And so Finally, I got a tutorial job. Another because my mindset was very low and not good enough, and all these different pointing fingers at people saying I'm not good enough and all that other ridiculousness. What ended up happening was, hey, I got a tutorial job. And at that tutorial job, she ended up saying, we're not going to give him so much work because he's black. It's the same shit that was happening in 2014, 2015, 2016. Then I started building up my skills, and then I let my skills talk to me, talk for me. Speak for me, I guess you could say. 2018, I was still building up my skills. I didn't have to go through so much bullshit, but I had to still deal with a couple of manupa who always say, "Oh, you sure you could teach this?" Until then, 2020 happened, and then I started getting online work. And then 2021, during the big shutdown, I realized that this job out here in Thailand did not take care of their teachers, and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this guy. Okay, let me go get my own shit. And so I did, and I made a phenomenal amount during the 2021. Then it was 2022. By that time, I was fully fledged online. Still had some company gigs and stuff like that and all that stuff. And I was still doing companies at the time. But primarily, it was all online. And then this year, wow. And so I went with my gut instinct and I bet on myself. And that was probably one of the most crucial moments of my entire life. Because I've been there. I've done that. I was living out there in Australia and I was trying to get a full-time job and this and that. And people were, you know, although it was too late for one job, but I just really didn't want to stay in Australia. Although I wanted to avoid going back home because I knew how toxic my family was. And so I knew that going based on my gut instinct would get me to the position I'm at right now. And there were so many Hail Marys, is what we call them. In football, American football, where we just throw up the ball and the ball is just full of prayers, and we're hoping that two hands get on it in the end zone so that they could win the game or we could win the game. That's the situation I was in all the time. And so, again, like I said, you live, you learn, and based on my intuition, based on my gut instinct, I know that I'm always making the right decision. Just like the Millennium Hotel, I was supposed to work there, right? And the next thing you know, a day before, they're like, oh, the lady was like, oh, we need a British, they said they want a British teacher. I'm like, wow, they didn't know that after seeing my profile and everything. And all of a sudden, it's all nationalism. I said, check this out. Take your British teacher, keep them. I'll never go back there. You're done. You're on my shit. You're on my blacklist. You don't deserve me, period. I wouldn't even dare going back there. Trash ass upper management, stuff like that, obviously, you know, and I'm guessing upper management is British too. And he's probably just like, no, I want a British teacher. Or maybe it could be something in terms of colorism. I have no idea, but I could tell you right now, I look at it from a different angle. I say to myself, you know what? I think the reason for this is because I should be focusing on my business because that's what's maximizing everything. I'm thinking long-term impact. Not short term. And plus, those fuckers weren't going to pay me even a, not even 50% of what I was worth. Time wasting. Waste a lot of money to go there, waste a lot of money to go back. And I waste an hour in terms of getting transportation too. No thanks. And that's basically what I would say the universe said. The universe stripped that job from me and said, Arsenio, what the fuck are you doing? Stop trying to get these bullshit ass jobs out here in Thailand. You're better than that. Here, boom, student from Kazakhstan at the same time, even earlier on the same day, she ended up booking. You see how that works? I trust my gut instinct. So, with that being said, I was going to get into crisis management, but God damn it, I'm just going to call this the idiom of stories. And so, I was feeling real good this morning, and I had to give that goodness to you. So, thank you so much for tuning in to another Arsenio's ESL podcast, and stay tuned for more. Over and out.